Neil Bentley here from The Seven with a special podcast this week. I had the pleasure of speaking to Les McEwen from the Bay City Rollers, who is a genuinely lovely bloke. Anyway, I spoke to him just the other day at the Place Theatre in Oakengate, and this is what he had to say.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The Seven.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing very well.
Sorry, I'm a little bit out of it because I'm on Danors. You know, I don't know if they're supposed to make you feel like this or not, but I had so much nightmares last night because I got a cold yesterday and yeah. It's got considerably worse today, so I've had a couple of nurses with me in tablet form.
Yes.
And,
yes.
But I'll still be okay for the show. The voice is still there, but it's just, you know what I mean? When you get the flu or something, it's horrible, isn't it?
Exactly.
But right. I'm sure all the fans there are going to lift me out of my pain and into heaven again.
I'm sure they will. Now, Les, you're here with Roller Mania. Tell us a bit about Roller Mania. What's that about?
Roller Mania is a musical story of the Bay City Rollers featuring me, the lead singer of the Bay City Rollers. And what I do is we go on stage and we open with a song called Remember, which was the first song the Bay City Rollers, I sang with the Bay City Rollers, or recorded with them. And then after we finish that song, I start to tell the audience the history of the Bay City Rollers name. They were originally called the Saxons.
Right.
In 1969, they changed it to the Bay City Rollers by throwing a dart at a map of America.
Right.
But they threw lots of darts at it, but only one of them came up with Bay City.
Got you.
And the waves there were called the Rollers, so they had Bay City Rollers.
Got you.
And so I tell them the story about the two Longmuir brothers, that's the drummer and the bass player, how they started the band after school in Dunrye Road in Edinburgh, blah, 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 blah. And then we go chronologically through the hits, you know. So the next one is Summer Love Sensation, blah, blah, blah. When I say it chronologically, I mean most of them are, except Shang Alang and Bye Bye Baby. They're, of course, kept to the end because
yeah.
they're the ultimate kind of the tune from the Bay City
yeah.
Rollers. The show's in two halves, and it's basically a scripted monologue interrupted by hit songs.
Got you. Now, this is something that you've wrote, isn't it? Is
yeah.
Am I right in thinking
yeah.
that? What happened from when the Bay City Rollers were big and then obviously, you know, it was a quieter period? What forced you to now think, let's get back out there, let's relive these hits? What made you decide?
Well, it's kind of complicated, Neil, but to put it succinctly for you, in August 2008, I was an alcoholic and I was really badly on the drink, and that was from 2002. I went off the or on the wagon, whatever yeah. you want to call it, and it got progressively worse until my wife made me go to the doctor and sort of more or less dragged me there, and the doctor said I wouldn't see that Christmas if I didn't stop drinking. And so from there I went into 4 months rehabilitation and I got off the drink, got my head straight, and part of all that system is working with your mind and trying to change your mind from always perceiving things as being negative,
mm-hmm.
and try and change your outlook and your attitude to make things positive. So
sure.
before I was very positive, so I had something to go back on, and I can remember when I was positive. So that's what I done. I came out of there. I started, I'm going to put all this I Ching stuff to the make it work for me, and. So I was very passionate about it, and I wrote this because it's a celebration of a big part of my life that was partly responsible for my mental breakdown, because, you know, the Rollers, they had all this success all over the world, but at the same time they were sort of sneered at by, you know, professional musicians and all this kind of stuff. Then you had the fact we'd never been paid for years, never got our money, so we were like the biggest pop stars, but we were poor, you know. So there was all that kind of thing to deal with, you know. The people would still see you as this famous guy, but of course you were skint, you know.
Yeah.
So all those things and a lot of other things that happened when I was young affected me really badly after I lost my parents, and that was a kind of catalyst to all this other stuff coming out from the back of my head. So I had a mental breakdown, and it was caused by the alcohol, the drugs, really. And I'd done 4 months rehab. I've come out of the other end, decided, right, I'm going to be very, very positive about everything I do, and that's why I wrote the celebration of the Bay City Rollers. Really, I was going to call it Celebration of the Bay City Rollers, but it seems a bit long. So I called it Roller Mania, because that encompasses the kind of really good vibe that the Bay City Rollers put out there. You know, we drink milk, we practice, you know, we run every day. It was positive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was really good.
Yeah.
You know, you never had, none of the Bay City Roller fans were druggies or anything like that. You know, they were all kind of like clean living, you know, yeah, let's get on with it. And even though we were a bit of a rough kind of Osmonds, if you know what I mean. So that was great.
And obviously this Roller Mania is with you, Les, but obviously who's the band with you? Who are you playing with tonight?
That's one of them. Yeah, that's Michael. The band I've been with together off and on since 1991, and they've toured all over the world with me many times. And they've even helped me with my problems as well. So there's Simon, who co-wrote the Roller Mania with. So he's here, he's the bass player. Michael, you just saw, he's been with me 12 years. There's two new guys, a drummer and a keyboard player. They've been with me just about 6 years, so...
So it's all a good positive outlook, a nice sort of close unit that makes it.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no downer stuff in the show at all. It's just, we just talk about all the good times we had, all the great times we had with the fans, fun times we had backstage, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I must say, just walking through, I was walking into the theatre and there was three ladies, couldn't get in the front door, they couldn't make their way. But they've clearly never been here before, but they're here tonight because you're here. Right. And then walking through there, just coming to your room, so many tartan scarves and your little kids.
But they like to get dressed up because a lot of our fans were like, you know, there was a girl the other day, says, I fell in love with you when I was five. You know, that's a long time ago, isn't it? So they could never come and see us at concerts. And so the girls that fell in love with me when they were 11, they couldn't come to concerts. So this is almost like the first time they come and see me in concert. Yeah. Because the Bay City Rollers were banned from touring. And they were so kind of chaotic, you know. We were mentioned in dispatches, you know, in the Houses of Parliament. And we were barred. We couldn't play to more than 500 people and all this kind of stuff. So we eventually went off to America and punk rock came in and that was it, the whole story gone. But I'm just concentrating on 74, 75, 76. The story of how we made it here in the UK.
Very good. Well, it's I just know it's going to be a good vibe. You can just almost tell from the people I say, because they're already dressed up and they're already sort of talking.
They want to have fun.
They look like they're going to have good fun. So I know you're suffering a bit of your throat, but I wish you all the best and thank you very much for talking to me.
It's been a pleasure, Neil. Thank you for your support.
Thank you very much.